Curiosity. What are you so curious about? Everything. Mr. Curiosity.
Why are you laughing already?
We didn't even start.
Before we start, I look at Sean. He was giving me like a weird lip move. He's like, is that like a
Elvis?
Like a, no, almost like a tiger, the tiger thing. Like he's threatening me. Like
snarling.
Yeah. What?
No, it's like, I can't even do it.
Can you recreate for
I
us?
Could try, but now I'm laughing. So I can't do it.
It was intimidating. I'll be honest with you. Welcome to our podcast, Mr. Curiosity. We answer your questions. They come to Brown Bag at WNEP.com. So it's as only as good as you make it. Brownbag at WNEP.com. Keep the questions coming. Now, before we start, do we have anything to discuss or talk about? Feelings?
Feelings?
Yeah, something? Or do you just want to dive right
the
in?
The frost. We could talk about the frost. Well, it happened a few days ago.
No frost drama, Mindy.
Okay, all right, fine.
Remember, a lot of people listen to this.
We've already moved on.
Yeah, we moved all on. Right. The sun is out. It's going to be a great Friday. A lot of folks who download this and listen to it audibly, they're getting this next week. This is all past tense.
Okay,
so let's not even do that. Let's talk about how wonderful we all feel, and it's a great day to be alive.
It is a great day.
And Mindy is diving in the bag. Your first question.
Already?
Brown bag at WNEP.
I guess we're not wasting any time.
I guess not. We want to get to these questions. By the way, I've had some people on from the questions reply to my Facebook. So
what do you
mean? Remember Tanya from Nanocoke?
Oh, yeah.
Did she clarify the
yeah.
letters?
Well, let's start with that, maybe.
Yeah, the question about you find a bag of money in the woods or a suitcase of money.
She clarified.
With a bloody note that says don't. She didn't really clarify. She just said, I would have taken the money, too.
So. Oh, I thought she also was the one about the Amazon packages and you had to pick one letter. Was that not Tanya also?
It might have been Tanya. But
that's the one I needed clarity.
Tanya from
we need
oh my
clarity
gosh.
On that one.
Is this oh my
Tanya
gosh, I've got another one from Tanya from
perfect,
Nanocoke.
Perfect.
Here we
that's
go.
All right, overload us. You
okay.
know what? Enough of Travis.
Yes, Travis is old news. Sorry, Trav. All right. oh, this is a good one. Tanya, you are just a genius.
Keep them coming.
Evil genius. All right. If Joe doesn't pre-read any of the emails, how does he know which ones are from Travis to put aside?
Oh, well, wait a minute. First of all, this goes with my longstanding theory. You see how happy she gets when it's something bad with me?
I'm just saying, she's got a good point.
I'm going to write a manifesto how Mindy hates me. Anything that's bad at me, she gets, look at her. Look, I haven't seen her this happy in weeks. Look at her, yeah. You can't hide your evil.
I know, it's there.
That's an easy question to answer because when I do get these emails, I see who they're from. It's in the inbox. So I get hundreds of emails a day. I have to separate the ones for brown bag and the ones for just weather or other questions. And a lot of times I do give them a quick look over. But it's not like I study them and I know what's going to come up. So I see, this is for brown bag. Then I print it out and crumble it up and put it in here.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes weeks, months, years pass and they're in here. I forget what's in here.
But when Travis's name pops up, you just crump it and put it in another bag.
I see Travis and I see so many he's you guys tell me what to do. He overfloods the system.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the thing. I think the day you had a lot separated, you got a lot from him at one time. Was that the case?
Yeah. He sent sometimes 20, 30 in a row.
Right.
This was last
year. He has
so
a lot of good ideas.
Them out.
Yeah. So then I just print them all and I put them in a separate bag.
If you're
bag.
New to the podcast, which a lot of people are new to this because they're just WNEP plus newbies.
Right.
Travis is one who is definitely a frequent flyer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he sends a lot of questions in.
Yes.
Great ones.
Yeah. So we try to answer everyone's question, but we try to make it free and even for everyone.
I'm going back.
Tanya, I think you've got a point, even though he's
trying to
divert attention.
Mindy, if you want to get happy, maybe something horrible happened to me this weekend.
I would feel
break
bad.
Break my leg or something.
Even though I'm laughing, I would feel bad.
Intestinal distress. Something will make you happy if I have
Dottie wants to know why Mindy calls Joe Milo.
Oh.
Oh, that's an oldie but a goodie.
So that goes back to Tom Williams, who really started that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you go back to my youth. It's funny how you guys all went through this. When you're a preteen and a teenager, you're very sensitive. And my father's name was Milo, and his father's name was Milo. And once my buddies, when I was like 9, 10, 11, 12, knew that my middle name was Milo, guess what they did?
Called you Milo.
They called me Milo. And kids do this to each other.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Because they pick on each other and they kind of bully each other in a fun way. They didn't mean it in a, like, oh, my. But it was my nickname for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
None of my friends really call me Milo, but once Tom Williams
found out
that my middle name was Milo, he thought that was funny, so he started calling me Milo.
Yep. And then we all did.
Because in the 70s and 80s, it was kind of a laughed at name. I think it's a name from like the 1800s even, early 1900s. And now it's kind of trendy again.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
So I kind of like it now.
What's old is new again.
Yeah. So my middle name is Milo, and Tom used to call me that. Mindy used to call me that, and still do. Do you still call me that?
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah. So bring it on. But it used to be a point of friendly fun picking on Joe, Milo.
Yes.
Because it's a funny name.
Yeah. So why is it okay for your friends to pick on you and bully you, but then if I do, then you think it's mean? I don't get that.
No, it's okay for everyone to pick on me.
Oh, okay.
But I think you do it in a malicious way.
Really?
I really do.
Are nicknames still a thing as much?
Oh, good topic.
Because
that is a good topic.
You say about Milo, when I was that age, lots of people would call me Oscar.
Because what now?
Oscar Mayer Wiener.
Oh, I said right.
So they just call me Oscar. And
why are you laughing?
And it was just
funny.
Their,
that's a good one.
Yeah, just their way of picking
it's
on
what
me.
Kids do.
Yeah. But does that still happen, I wonder?
I think when they removed bullying from the world, these forces, these Karens, it took away a little bit of what should naturally happen. Puppies roll around, play each other.
Well, the actual bullying is bad.
The bullying part is bad. It's to a limit is what I'm saying.
Right.
This is what...
But not all nicknames necessarily are picking on someone.
Like yeah,
you can have a nickname that's not necessarily like picking.
Yeah.
I think most of the time it is. At least when I grew up in the 70s, we called one of my buddies Pimple Butt. Another one.
Are you going to tell us who?
Just for no reason
another
at all,
one,
I'm sure.
Another one he couldn't catch.
How did you know?
Another one of my buddies, he still has the nickname Turk. You know him.
He
owns Frank's Bar.
I know Turk.
I remember the day we were playing touch football, and he couldn't catch the ball. And one of my buddies then said, "You're like a fat turkey bones. You can't even catch the ball." And that name is still in existence today. But no one was offended back then. Everyone had nicknames. The cartoon, Fat Albert. You can't do that.
Right, right, yeah.
But it was innocent back then. I don't know. It's not happening now, John.
Yeah.
Everyone's upset. Everyone's offended.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to think if like any like my kids' friends, like did they refer to any of their friends like by a nickname? Not really.
They do sometimes on their phones.
Yeah.
Have you noticed that?
True.
They will put
they
a nickname in for their people,
you're right.
Their
they
contacts
do.
In their phones.
Yeah.
Then again, I have Zen Master Snedeker in my phone, so I don't know where that came from.
Thank you.
Yes.
This one's from Jen in Pottsville. This question's for Joe. What is your secret to all the endless energy you have every day? Let's hear the story. Also, does your wife have as much energy as you do? And is your energy contagious?
The last part I can't answer, but the energy seems like everyone has pluses and minuses. My energy seems like a plus, but you guys know all the negatives that come with this. This is really hypertension. This is really ADD. This is really...
This is
can't
really
sit still.
Fear for jury duty.
Oh, yeah, I got that. That's funny you
bring that up.
I got jury duty in the mail yesterday, and I panicked. I'm like, there's no way I can sit in a courtroom ever.
Which I would love
I
jury
I
got to
get
duty.
A doctor's excuse. He probably said he can't sit still. No, so it's good that I have boundless energy, I think. But it comes with a lot of bad things. I really can't sit down and talk to my mother-in-law. I can't. I can't wait for anything. I'm impatient. Everything has to be quick. I always have to be doing. I can't watch TV. So it's good and bad. I don't know. It doesn't come from anywhere but genetic, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, it's so funny because there are so many times I would love to have your energy. Like there's so many times I'm at home, I'm feeling fatigued from this shift, and I would just love to have your energy so I could get stuff done. And it's ironic how it can be a curse, but
it can be a curse
also
too.
A blessing. Yeah,
my wife. I said this to her years ago, and she always brings it up. And I never did drugs in my life, but I said, I feel like I'm on cocaine always.
Yeah. It's natural.
And he doesn't have coffee in the morning.
I don't drink coffee or anything. Even when I have coffee or a Coke with caffeine, I don't get any effects from it. It doesn't make me feel more energetic.
It probably has the opposite effect. Does it calm you?
Even if I don't eat for 12 hours, I still have energy.
So
it's not a
weird
thing either.
But to answer the last part of the question about whether it's infectious, I think it is.
I think it is, yeah.
I hope so. I try to use it.
I think that's a big part of the success of the show is that people are waking up and there's energy and you wake up to something like that. I think that's a big part of it.
And I use that on my students too, so hopefully it energizes them too. I teach at Marywood.
Because if you wake up and it's just here's the weather and stuff like that, it's
kind of fall asleep.
A spark to start your day.
Yeah, but be honest, all three of you. Would you like to be married to me?
No. I'm sorry. Did I answer too quickly? I'm sorry.
Be a little quick, Mindy.
Be a little much.
I'm sorry.
I think.
Dawn is an amazing woman. That's all I have to say. A saint.
She is not as energetic.
Yes.
But she's wonderful in many other ways.
Well, she balances you out. She balances you out a little bit. Yes. Yeah, I wish. Do you guys wish you had the energy?
My mother had
some of it. Yeah.
My mother had boundless energy, so it's genetic.
It must be genetic. Yeah. Is this one written on a piece of paper?
It's a handwritten one. Maybe another one.
Are there cutouts from like magazines taped to it?
The letters are cut out.
Jessica, a concerned viewer from Jenkins Township, on a piece of paper
that
was put in here. How did this happen? I have to pre-read this.
Yeah,
that's concerning.
Oh, this is good.
How did she get in? We have security. How did she get in here?
Why did the anchors and meteorologists always blame the amazing and hardworking, talented? All right, one more time. There's a piece ripped off here. Hardworking production team everywhere, every time there is an issue out of their control. Why do the anchors and meteorologists blame the amazing and talented, hardworking...
Now I'm starting to understand the handwritten.
The handwritten
production
makes
crew
sense.
And there is... And is Joe as difficult to work with as he seems? This is from Jessica, Jenkins Township. How did they... Maybe someone gave this to her who works here and then they put it in.
Or maybe it's a pseudonym. Maybe
someone
it's,
in the control room.
Yes.
All right, so go ahead
and fake name.
This.
What was that? Why do we always blame
the production? If something goes
wrong, like what, like mics or video or something,
maybe just because it's easy, and we don't necessarily always blame the production room.
No, we don't.
No.
They're behind the window.
They're sitting on the edge of their seats, waiting to see us answer this question.
Yeah. Well, sometimes it's technical issues, and then we perceive it as their fault. There's a disconnect. We don't know what's going on.
A lot of times we don't know.
It happens, and we have no way of knowing what's going on.
We don't know what's going on. And it's frustrating. You want to say something. I think the default is in a professional person would ignore it, and I hate doing that because I like knocking down all the walls and being honest. So I say, well, this shouldn't be happening now. Why is it? So it's not that I'm blaming anyone, but I like to bring it out and keep it real.
Call it out.
Yeah, call it for what it is.
And the last question is, am I as difficult to work with as this person assumes?
No.
No. Thank you, John. See, she wants me to be difficult. She's making this up again. There's nothing difficult about me.
Pleading the fifth.
I'm totally pleading the fifth.
You can't hurt my feelings. Go ahead and say
it,
Mandy.
All right. No, I mean, you're not, I wouldn't say...
Difficult.
That's
else.
A strong word. Infuriating? No. That's worse. What? I don't know. I don't know how to describe
you. I'm like
you.
A gnat. An annoyance? Like a fly in your kitchen?
Yeah. I mean, you're just indescribable.
Indescribable.
Yes. You're unbabysittable.
Shut up and answer your question.
Why do I keep getting the Tanya questions? We have some weird connection going on. All right. Do you believe that if all land was connected, the world would be a better place?
Oh, that is a great question.
Tanya. Although, no, because we've seen the wars in Europe and stuff.
Just look at Europe.
Everyone would be fighting over control of the land.
No. Yeah. So that we have, if this is a scientific control group, we have a control group.
Right.
There's plenty of them.
Right.
The ocean definitely helps.
Right.
Yeah, the natural boundaries, I think, prevent a lot of war more than...
Right,
yeah.
That's
but
true.
But every place there's humans on Earth, there's conflict, there's war, there's competition
for
resources.
And there has been forever.
Forever. Yeah. Absolutely.
As a matter of fact, it seems more division on European and Asian soil than there is on this isolated America.
Yeah, we love our Canadian and Mexican neighbors, right?
Yeah.
No, that's an interesting. I see where she's trying to go with that,
me
but
too.
I don't think so.
Yeah, so it's not.
I think it would be the opposite.
Maybe if people visited all the different places, there would be less conflict in the world because you would understand. Like if you lived there for a month or two, you'd understand what people there are going through and see it from their perspective.
It is interesting when you, because we don't think a lot about Europe and everything like that, but like I just went to Ireland. Now, Ireland's not connected to everything, obviously, because it's an island, but I was amazed at the size of Ireland. It's just like a U.S. state.
Yeah.
It's like as big as Maine.
Yeah.
Or about the size of, little smaller than Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Which is amazing.
And so when I've told people, we drove, you know, to the other side of the country and went to the west coast of Ireland, it's like, wow, you drove that much.
Yeah, that's not that much.
That's like driving from here to where my parents live.
Yeah.
You know, it's a big difference. And a lot of the European countries are like that, that it's a whole country that would fit into one of our states.
Yeah, it's so weird, isn't it? Yeah. And there's only 5 million people in Ireland. Like, that's just not very many people for
there's
a whole country.
There's probably more Irish ancestry people in the United States than living in Ireland. Because if it's 5
yeah.
million,
yeah, for sure.
the population there. There's more than 5 million Irish Americans.
Yeah.
And there's always going to be conflict. Always.
Yes. Unfortunately, that is human nature. Why
well, maybe
can't
this
we...
is in your favor. It's our gender, not yours.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Look at all the wars, the conflicts, the jails. They're filled up with males. I'm owning up to it.
That's true. Well.
If you admit that you're more nurturing and emotional, I'll admit that we're more destructive and territorial.
We'll have that discussion later.
I think we've had versions of this question, but we'll go with it. It's Mark. He's asking, why do newscasters have a tablet in front of them but never look at them? Is it just so that it makes them look more professional?
Hmm.
Go ahead.
No, nope.
I don't have a tablet.
No. So it used to be that we'd have scripts. So we'd have the paper scripts of what we are reading on the teleprompter on the camera in front of us. Now, to save paper, and because technology has come a long way, we have the iPad. It has the full scripts in there. So you don't notice us using them at all or looking at them, but we are scrolling ahead with our finger as we go from script to script. And every so often we are looking down if something happens to the teleprompter.
Yeah. There's always the possibility the teleprompter could go down. Sometimes it just like flashes and it's gone. And we're like, okay.
Because it is technology and can go bad.
Right. Right in the middle of a sentence and we're like, okay. Like then we look down to know where we're at. So we have to have the backup.
What do you prefer? Old style scripts, teleprompter, or iPad? I'm curious. If you had to just do one the rest of your life.
I do miss the scripts.
Get them.
Yeah.
It's funny, when we were switching from scripts to iPad, I thought, I am going to hate the iPad because I was just so routine in flipping through the scripts
right.
as I went through.
And all college trained on the scripts,
All trained on the scripts, yeah. I will say I just don't pay attention now because we've just been doing this for so long. I used to mark my scripts too.
Yes, me too.
So you'd have it on paper and you could like highlight certain words. I can write a pronunciation
right.
on the side.
Yes, I miss that.
Like
that. Yeah, so little notes to
sometimes
ourselves.
Sometimes I put little emphasis in spots that I knew I wanted to emphasize certain things, but that's kind of...
Or if you had a camera turn, you could write at the bottom of the paper like this
right.
arrow, and that would signify camera
I'd
turn.
I'd always put a big mark at the bottom of the script if I knew the
so
next
I would
script,
remember
I
the camera
turn. To a different camera. That's a good
we
point.
We used to have floor directors in this world, but they don't exist anymore, so...
So there's your answer, Mark, about the tablets.
Yes.
Not just to look professional.
No, they're there for a reason.
Purposefully went all the way.
But I do miss having the paper to write. Sometimes I would doodle.
But it was a lot of paper.
Yeah, it was.
We would go through
and that was not good. We were just killing trees like crazy.
And the classic anchor was going at the end.
The end of every news.
Oh, yes, and I miss doing that too. That was a fun little move.
Sean is back, Mr. Digital Director, DD. Now, what is this little polar bear in your shirt? Is that a high-end shirt you got there?
No.
He just says no.
No.
Jack Nicklaus Golf.
Golden Bear.
He's the Golden Bear.
Lip thing earlier.
No. I'm just a little disappointed with the question.
Oh.
Sorry.
Oh, that's
pick another one.
No, it's okay. See, we can always pick another one. Here we go.
As good as you make
all right.
It.
Back in the day, and maybe now, when you went to another ABC station during a broadcast, you said a sister station. Where did sister station come from? And why sister, not brother, cousin, et cetera?
No, I think
I actually
really
think
good.
That is a good
is
one.
It
right?
Okay. Awesome question.
It is kind of funny. We've said that along. Like, we got this from our sister station in Philadelphia.
Yeah, why is it sister and not brother?
It is funny. Like,
why couldn't it be cousin?
That we're even that it's a family relationship.
Right.
Like, where did that start?
Yeah, and why sister?
Yeah, I don't know.
And we're connected now with all these different stations in different ways. So you could say our sister station in Philadelphia, meaning the ABC station.
Mm-hmm. Alliteration, I think.
Or our sister station in Cleveland that happens to be another
Tegna-owned
station. That's the company that owns us. But I think you're right, Sean, because TV and script writing goes a lot to alliteration. Somewhere, someone liked the sound of sister station.
Yeah, you're probably right.
And it came up that way.
We'll say it now with brother station. It doesn't work.
Our brother station in Philadelphia.
It does. Isn't that
sounds
something?
Weird.
Shared this video with us.
Yeah, I think it just sounds better.
How about like our homeboy station?
But it
would be like
bruh.
The ABC affiliate in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Sent this. It's a little more wordy.
Right.
Oh, you could say sibling station if you want to be
our
gender neutral.
Station.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Sean's looking it up. What is
our
the
origin? Do we still
say sister station? It's just no real.
So often, I guess.
Every
it's
once
not
in
as
a
much
while.
As it used to be.
No, I don't know
There's
why.
There's no reason why
What is our closest sister station? Harrisburg,
I guess. Yeah.
Well, it's funny. I was just telling some of the younger people in the newsroom before. So when we say sister stations, we share a lot of video. And now all that just comes digitally through the computer. They're uploading their video. We, 20 seconds later, are downloading it. When I first started in TV, interning at a station in Syracuse, one of my jobs as the intern was to take the tapes of video that would be of interest to other stations in New York State to the train station or the Greyhound station.
Oh, my gosh.
And tell the Greyhound driver, the so-and-so in Rochester is going to meet you at the station and take the tape. And normally the drivers knew.
No,
that's just
email.
What happened.
No.
None of that.
Yeah.
No. So through the phone, you talk to their station, and then we'd put it on a bus to Rochester or Albany. And then sometimes both. We'd make a copy of two, one to go east, one to go west. And then even sometimes if it was a big enough story, Rochester would stop, make a copy of it, put it back on the bus to get to Buffalo so that Buffalo could get it too.
You forget. That's not that long ago.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, we had things on the feeds.
So you had to be a station that had a satellite uplink.
Oh, okay.
And satellite trucks back then were really expensive.
Right.
So if some of these smaller market stations didn't have a satellite truck, that was the way to share it.
Okay, yeah.
And in New York, at least, Greyhound and Amtrak were going right along those four cities. And so that's how we were sharing our video.
Wow.
Yeah, because I don't think we did that at any of the stations that I worked at.
So with our sister stations, that was what we're doing. And I came here, and they said that's how some of the stuff would be sent to Harrisburg, too, is put it on a bus to get it down there.
Wow.
Back in the day.
And I was in college writing my wife now letters.
Yes.
The kids can't even comprehend that I would write her a letter.
Yeah.
Like it's the Civil War era. Why didn't you call her,
Dearest
Dad?
Dawn.
Dearest Dawn, because I was 3 hours.
You didn't call her because it was expensive.
It was expensive.
Called someone, it was like $10 a minute.
Yes, it was ridiculous.
Phone cards.
Minute.
Remember phone cards? Like
yes.
My kids will never even know what a phone card was. No. Or
and my parents
long distance.
Knew, like in college, I never wanted to be the one to call and have to pay
right.
to call them.
Yep.
Yes, you have to reverse the charges.
Yes.
And I remember when I went to college, I went to University of Missouri. In Columbia, 5.5 hours away from my parents driving. So I get dropped off, blah, blah, blah. I'm there, and I don't have a phone card yet. I don't have a phone in my dorm. I was all by myself. I didn't know anyone. Knew no one. And I didn't have a phone card yet. And I was like, oh, my gosh, I have nobody to talk to.
Mindy,
no one.
I said this a million times. This is why we're the second greatest generation of all time behind the World War II guys.
Maybe. I was so alone.
We grew up in the rough.
Yeah.
We had to be tough and resilient.
Yeah, but I wasn't tough. I started crying because I was so alone.
It's wild, though, that
I was scared.
In our lifetime, this is now the phone. What we're doing right now is streaming on this.
Yeah.
And this is how you get TV.
But nobody
like,
has that alone feeling anymore. Like, that's just
not
even possible unless you don't have a signal or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't that
wild.
Weird?
I'm telling you, that's why we're awesome, tough, unoffendable.
And meanwhile, younger
people.
Generations right now are watching this and be like, oh my
oh
gosh,
my God,
are they old?
I
they
know.
Stop talking about
Will
stuff
they stop
like this.
Complaining.
Okay, boomer.
There you go.
Why isn't that great?
Okay, Gen X.
Did we have this one before? Tom C. wants to know, grocery home delivery. I'm too old school for this service. My wife and I have never had restaurant food delivered either. How do you feel about grocery home delivery? We do most of our shopping at Wegmans in Dixon City. We are amazed at the employees picking orders for curbside pickup and delivery.
Tom, I think that's a good one.
That is a good one.
And we're talking about technology. That's a good
one. That is a good
one. Do you guys do that?
People love it. I don't do it, but so many people started during COVID.
Yeah, that's when we started, and we still do it occasionally. Just sometimes we're just so busy that it does make sense to just have groceries delivered, so we'll do it.
We come full circle. So my wife works 9 to 5. She came home from her vacation 2 weeks ago, and we had no groceries. And she had to go right to work the next day, and there's still no groceries in the house. And I come home at 11, 12 o'clock sometimes. And she goes, we have to get groceries delivered. I won't even ask you to go. Because she knows I can't go grocery shopping. I go in there, and I got to get out.
Overload.
Not overload. It's just like, what am I doing here? I would just grab like beefaroni and leave in 2 minutes. I can't go up and down aisles and pick stuff out. So she had them delivered. And I said to her, well, how much does this cost? Is it a lot more? And she said, no, hardly any. Is that true? It doesn't even cost much
more? Yeah, we have like Walmart Plus already, so it costs nothing extra.
So it's such a convenience.
You tip the driver, but it doesn't cost any.
We haven't done grocery delivery. We've done the pickup orders.
Curbside, yeah.
Curbside pickup that you go and
we've done that too.
Walmart loads the truck for you and stuff like that. We haven't gotten into DoorDash or any of that kind of stuff. I have Rennie's uncle and cousin have both done DoorDash deliveries, and it's just funny the stuff that they'll deliver. Like someone will get a value meal from McDonald's DoorDashed to their house.
Which is expensive, by the way.
They've done a drive to the Poconos where someone wanted Old Forge pizza.
They're
DoorDashing the out past Lake Wampapack.
Oh, that's so funny.
We were leaving Cinemark, and there's a sign right there. It's like, have your favorite movie treats DoorDashed to your house. So you can DoorDash popcorn to your house.
I'd like to DoorDash you guys to my house sometimes.
Oh, that's a good idea.
We just have a party.
That's a good idea.
Bring John Meyer. Bring Sean. Yeah. Bring
just order us through the app.
Yeah. And then you show up at my house. It'd be perfect. All right. Well, I have ADD, so we can't go on any longer. This is it. If you got a question for next week, it's brownbag@wnep.com. Keep the questions coming. Mindy, say goodbye like only you can.
See you later.
Oh, wait. We have 30 seconds yet.
Oh, we do?
Well, they have to get ready for other things later on. So
okay, it is over. Goodbye. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Curiosity. What are you so curious about? Everything. Mr. Curiosity.